Rav Shalom said last week and 2 weeks ago that when a person is doing Yidbodedut, means that he's talking to Hashem Yitbarach, he's actually revealing his will, expressing his will through the mouth, and by that he's creating angels. The words are angels that are going and bringing thoughts of tshuva into hearts of people that are far away from tshuva. If everyone going to check about themselves, how you woke up suddenly to think thoughts of tshuva, you don't have the answer on that. Something woke you up inside. It can be a book that you read maybe 20 times, and in the 20th time, suddenly it touched you, or that you were talking to someone and suddenly a certain sentence that he said woke you up. So those are those angels, those. And Rav Shalom said in the Hilula of Rabbeinu in Sukkot that actually a person by Hitbodedut, that is talking to Hashem Yitbarach few hours, by that he can bring thousands of people to do tshuva in one day. In every day that you're praying to Hashem, and you're talking to Hashem, and you're just revealing your will, you're just saying, Hashem, please, I want to be kosher. Hashem, I want to be good. Hashem, help me to get closer to you. Hashem, let me know you. Hashem, please. Hashem, help me to guard my eyes. Let me think only holy thoughts. Those words are going and visiting, knocking on houses, doing hafatzah for you. Going, knocking on doors, selling the books. Those angels are doing it for you. And a person gonna come in the world to come and gonna have thousands of students that he never saw them, never met them. And they're all gonna be his students. And he can be even a person that doesn't know how to learn, that doesn't know how to teach, doesn't know nothing. And he's gonna be a chief rabbi in yeshiva in heaven. And Rav Shalom said, and if you will not going to be qualified to be a chief, a Rosh Yeshiva, they're going to teach you, don't worry. They're going to teach you, they're going to give you the skills, the ability. Your students are your students. And it's only by that simple mitzvah of talking to Hashem, prayer, mitzvah tefillah. Maybe you should change from Hitbodedut to mitzvah tefillah, that people are just going to understand. To talk to Hashem, this is it. This is the solution. What can a person do? What can a person do in this world? Everything that you're trying to do, you have so many walls and difficulties and everything that you're trying to achieve in Avodat Hashem. Everything, everything, every small thing. You just want to say, Shnai Mikra V'Echad Targum. This is the mitzvah, Shnai Mikra V'Echad Targum. Where are we? Finish Parashat Noach? Supposed to be so easy. All were in Simchat Torah, and the difficulties on sitting and doing the Shnai Mikra Echad Targum. So hard. You say Tikkun HaKlali, is there something easier than that? Rabbeinu said, I know that it's going to become to be so hard. You say Tikkun HaKlali. Only 10 chapters of Tehillim, and you cannot say them, you cannot find the time. You're trying and you want to. Another day without Tikkun HaKlali, another day without Tikkun HaKlali, another day without Tikkun HaKlali. You're holding Tikkun HaKlali like me, you're walking with it in your pocket all day long. When? And you can open it and then you close it again. And you're opening and you're starting, you say Hareni, and you're closing it again. But, Baruch Hashem, we need to hold that will. I want to say Tikkun HaKlali. Here, I have a proof. I'm dragging it with me wherever I'm going. Always remember that I want to say Tikkun HaKlali. This is what that I can do. To say Tikkun HaKlali, I cannot. Maybe, if Hashem will want, I'm going to say. But really, to decide that now, I cannot. There are students sitting, we have to sit, we have to learn. You cannot say Tikkun HaKlali. After it at 1, you have to go, take your kids, going somewhere. After it at 1:30, you have another thing to do, another meeting. At 2, also, need to sit, need to eat. What can you do? You can want. And what is that will? Again and again. And we're going to talk about it a lot this year. A lot, a lot, a lot. Until it's going to be so clear. What is that will? That will is the light of your soul. This is who that you really are. You are your will. The light of your neshama, it's your good will. Who are you? You are your neshama. And that neshama is all good. And the good will that you have, it's the light of your neshama. And when you see that you have a good will, it means that you can see your neshama. And when the person is sinning, so then there is walls and curtains that are covering from him the light of his neshama. So he is not aware to who that he really is. He is not aware to his neshama. He thinks that he is a body. He thinks that he is a physical being that do make actions. And then he's blaming himself on the actions. Oh, today I wasn't saying tikkun haklali. Another day that I wasn't going to the mikveh. Another day that I wasn't doing sha'id bodedut. It's not you. This is the mistake. This is your body. This is your prison. The prison of your soul. But your soul, she wanted to say tikkun haklali. And she was desiring to go to the mikveh. And she hoped to say 1 hour is what they do to talk to Hashem, 1 hour, a complete hour, or maybe 2 hours or 3 hours every day. Every soul, she's desiring just to get close, to be united with Hashem. This is the will of the soul, to go back to their source, to the source of all good. It's Hashem Yitbarach, the Creator. Tzur Machzevtenu, the rock that we've been carved from, that rock, been separated from Him. And all of the world, it's that separation, it's that wall, that curtain that is stopping us from being one with Hashem. And we have that job to know that we are one with Him already. That all of those difficulties, all of those walls, it's just imaginations. It's just imaginations that have been created in this world, that it's not an eternal world. It's just a world that is going away, that is disappearing, that's soon going to finish. And we are in that dream. And we need to remember. Zachor ve'al tishkach, to remember and not to forget. Not to forget that we are one with Hashem Yitbarach. That Hashem is one in heaven and one in earth. He's one. He's one already. He is one already, and we are one with that one. Am Israel, we are connected to Him. And everyone should hold that. Now we have Jonathan from Uman also.
A hidden Jonathan from Uman.
And everyone have a job. The job is to know, first of all, who you are and what's your connection to Hashem. I love Hashem. I love Hashem from day first, from the beginning. When I was looking for air, I was looking for Hashem Yitbarach. When I'm looking for water, I'm looking for Hashem Yitbarach. When I'm looking for an advice, I'm looking for Hashem Yitbarach. Hashem Yitbarach is the only solution. And all of those curtains and all of those difficulties are just imaginations. And a person is not allowed to fall into those places. And how are you going to reveal that? How are you going to penetrate through all of those curtains, through all of those walls? How? Only by one thing. Only by that wonderful conversation with Hashem. It's the only solution. Just to talk to Him and to talk to Him and to talk again and again and again and again. And there is no one that don't have it in his ability. It's a talent that a person is being born to the world with it. You have it. You want to talk. Just you don't know who to talk to. So you need to talk about that to Hashem. Please Hashem Yitbarach, that I'm going to feel that you're with me. Rav Shalom said once, if a person feels stress, he feels anxiety, he feels in fears, and he doesn't know what to do, he said, sit, close your eyes, and for 10 minutes, said to Hashem Yitbarach, please, Ribono Shel Olam, be with me, let me feel that you're with me, hug me, hover above me, let me breathe you, Hashem. Let me feel that you're covering me, that you're protecting me, that you're with me, that you're supporting me. Let me feel your love, let me feel your kindness. Just like that. He said after 10 minutes of a conversation like that, you're going to feel that Hashem Yitbarach is with you. You're going to feel confidence. You're going to be happy, you're going to be revived, you're going to be alive. Hashem is the source of life. Every difficulty that you have in your life, you cannot change it. Hashem made it. The only way that you're going to save yourself from the difficulty, from going down from those difficulties, is by bringing Hashem Yitbarach back into your life, back into that picture. Bring Hashem Yitbarach over into your house, into your Shalom Bayit, into your difficulties, into the Limud HaTorah, that maybe this is the hardest thing of them all, into your Itbodeduyot, into the Shmona Esre, to know that Hashem is with you. That Hashem is with you. People can learn Torah for years and the limud of the Torah just gonna damage them. Just gonna ruin their life. They're gonna be so arrogant because of the limud of Torah that they're gonna feel that they are now huge Talmidei Chachamim and they finished Shas and they learned all Zohar. And they know all of the Shulchan Aruch and they're mamash b'kiim in all terms of the all subjects of the Torah, and you cannot ask them a question that they were not gonna have an answer for it. And actually, all of the Torah is just separating them from HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Because HaKadosh Baruch Hu is coming only to a place of humility. Only if you know that you're nothing, Hashem is coming to be with you. But if you think that you're a reality, that you're something, Hashem is saying, me and Him cannot be in the same place. So you can have all of the Torah that's going to be against you. This is what it's written, that if a person is lo zachar, he haven't purified himself, Naset lo sam mavet. It becomes to be a poison that's going to kill that person, not only in this world, also in the world to come. Like we learned about Doeg v'Achitofel, that they were huge Talmidei Chachamim that don't have a share in the world to come. Why? Because they were arrogant. They were arguing and fighting each other to see how successful they are, to show everyone that they are so huge. That they are Talmidei Chachamim, that they are the leaders of that generation. They took it all wrong. And they lost everything. This world and the world to come. To have a share in the world to come, you have to be humble, like Moshe Rabbeinu. And Rabbeinu said that in Tchiyat HaMetim, when people are going to wake up, all of the dead people, what are going to wake up? Their humility. Their humility going to wake up. Means that if they were arrogant in their legs will not gonna stand up in Tchiyat HaMetim. If they were arrogant in their face will not gonna stand up in Tchiyat HaMetim. You're gonna see legs and arms standing in Tchiyat HaMetim. And not all of the organs. And only Moshe Rabbeinu, that he was mamash, totally humble, that he knew that he is nothing. That he said, "V'nafshi ke'afar la'kol tiyeh," that he's like earth. Only He will stand up in a perfect way. And we need to attach ourselves to Him. To a righteous man like that, that holds himself as nothing. And to listen to all of His advice, and to keep all of His advice, and to cry on that day and night that we're going to be humble. That we won't going to fall to that imagination of a certain being. I'm something. I'm a reality. I'm now going to make money. I'm now going to be a Talmid Chacham. I'm now going to do tshuva shlema. Rabbeinu said you cannot do tshuva on one sin that you sin. Just I'm doing tshuva for you. He said every thought of tshuva that exists in this world, it's coming from me. I'm bringing it down to this world. We're not doing tshuva. Rav Shalom said, you're going to start doing tshuva when you're going to realize that it's not you that is doing tshuva. That you're going to understand that Hashem Yitbarach is doing tshuva for you. That the righteous people are sacrificing themselves for you. And who are you? You are the vessel to contain that bracha. Rabbeinu is saying that in Likutei Moharan. Mi ani, what it means ani, me, who am I? That I, it's the vessel to receive the blessing. To contain the shefa, the bounty. Just to have it. This is me. It's not my merit, it's not because of my effort, it's not because of nothing. It's all kindness of Hashem Yitbarach. Huge kindness, loving kindness of Hashem Yitbarach that is sharing us and helping us and supporting us and make us wiser and giving to us such an amazing advice that revives us. Like that advice of understanding that I'm a soul. Like that we're saying, Modeh ani lefanecha. Shechzarta bi nishmati, that you gave me back my soul, my neshama. This is what that I have in my hands, my neshama. This is the thing that I should nurture and support and develop and illuminate and to take care of it, of the neshama, not of the body. The body, this is the prison. My neshama, and my neshama is already pure. Neshama shenatata bi teorai, it's already pure. You don't need to purify yourself at all, you just need to let yourself be who that you really are. Just stop lying. Just stop lying. Talk to Hashem Yitbarach on everything. Tell to Hashem Yitbarach, I'm so weak. I'm so weak that I cannot stand up from bed in the mornings. I'm so tired, Ribono Shel Olam, that I cannot say Tfilah in the time. I cannot say Kriyat Shema in the time. And even if I'm going, I'm so occupied and I forget everything and I'm not focused, Ribono Shel Olam. Help me, Ribono Shel Olam. Help me. Help that soul. I want to pray, Ribono Shel Olam. I want to respect you. I want to honor you. I want to praise you. If a person is going to talk to Hashem Yitbarach like that from the bottom of his heart, he's going to progress so fast. He's going to climb to places that you can never imagine that there exist in this world at all. All because of truth. All depends in truth. Chotamo shel HaKadosh Baruch Hu Emet. It all depends in the level of truth. Can be a person that's going to spend 15 hours a day in the field and will not going to get closer to Hashem Yitbarach at all because he's lying for 15 hours every day. Korach was doing long Itbodeduyot and he was lying to Hashem Yitbarach every day in the Itbodeduyot. He was saying, Ribono Shel Olam, please reveal the truth. Show everyone that I'm the most righteous man in the world, that Moshe is a liar. This is how he was spending his time with Hashem. He was chasing after Hashem and Hashem was running from him. This is what that we're doing, if Chas Shalom, we're trying to force Hashem to do things that He doesn't want. Who are we to force Hashem? Hashem created the world. It's been created. It exists now. What do you want to change? How can you want that to change? We need to accept. We need to love the creation. We need to accept Hashem and to love Hashem. And to justify Hashem every moment, always to say, there is no suffering without a sin. If I'm suffering, I made something, I done something wrong. I need to do tshuva, I need to confess and to look for the way. Please, Ribono Shel Olam, I don't know how to confess. I want to confess and I'm falling to sadness after sadness, going to the depths of all sadnesses. I don't know how to save myself from those places. Please, Ribono Shel Olam, teach me how to confess. Let me learn how to talk to you. How to praise you, also in the hardest days of my life. To see that you're with me, that you're protecting me, that you love me, that you care about me. That conversation, when you're talking like that in the Itbodedut, actually, you're pulling water, drawing water that's gonna revive you in the rest of the day, in the rest of your life. This is Simchat Bet HaShoeva. You're coming into such a huge happiness that you're drawing water that revives you, and not only you, also other souls, other people that's going to wake up from your Dibburim, from your words. You're taking advice. You're talking to Hashem and suddenly you find yourself, you realize, what's going on? Who am I? I'm trying to be good. All of my life I'm trying to be good. This is the truth. I just want to succeed. I just want to do good. All of the sins, all of the avonot, all of the mistakes, all of the lies, all of the scams, all of the crimes, I don't know what. It all came in a mistake. I wasn't planning. And even if I was sitting and planning, it was all a mistake. It was all wrong. I was thinking not right. I wasn't receiving the right education that was good for me to know how to get closer to Hashem Yitbarach. So out of what that I got from my childhood, from my youth, from my all of my life, I done the best that I could. If someone been taught to speak Japanese, to speak Chinese, you can blame him why he's not talking in Lashon HaKodesh. This is what that he learned. We learned that you have to chase after this world, that you have to be someone important, to run, chase after honor, to be violent, to chase after women, to chase after money, after success. This is what that we've been taught. This is what that we've been taught. And even if it happened, everyone with his life story, even if you were from birth, or like that we said, how we said it?
From habit.
Even if you're from habit. FFH. Even if you're like that, you didn't know. You haven't got the right education that's going to burn, that gonna light your desire to Hashem Yitbarach, to find Hashem Yitbarach in the limud of the Gemara. Someone that every day people are saying to him that Hashem is in the limud, and he's sitting and learning Gemara and he cannot find Hashem in the limud. So all of that limud becomes to be against everything that they told him. Hashem is dead. And he's sitting and learning for 5 years, for 10 years, and he cannot find Hashem in those places. So he's saying, alright, so if this is Hashem, so I don't want it. And he's going away. So you can sit in a Beit Midrash and to learn Torah, and that people are going to try to convince you that this is what that Hashem desires, and you're not happy, and it's just going to ruin your life. Because when people are trying to get closer to Hashem Yitbarach only by the Torah, without adding that the main weapon, that it's the tefillah, like that Rabbeinu is bringing in Torah Bet, in Likutei Moharan, that the main weapon of the Isha Israeli, it's the tefillah, it's the prayers. Ki ikar klei zeno shel Mashiach hu tefillah. Mashiach gonna conquer all of the wars only by tefillah. V'chol milchamto, and all of the wars that he's gonna make, v'chol hakvishot, and all of the conquered sheichbosh that he's gonna conquer, hakol misham, is all by that. U'misham ikar chiyuto, and from that he's gonna have all of his chiyut. And each and every one of us, if you're not praying to Hashem Yitbarach, you will never gonna succeed. Never, never. If you're not expressing your soul, your will, revealing yourself. Only when the person is revealing himself, showing himself to the Kohen, v'ra'a Kohen et anaga, the Kohen see the leprosy, v'taher, and purified. Only if the Kohen sees. If the Kohen will not gonna come, means if you're not gonna confess that shame, gonna have that shame in front of the Kohen, to reveal yourself, to tell him, look, I was talking Lashon Hara, I was doing this, I was doing that. If you're not gonna have that shame, that insulting, you will never gonna be purified. And if the Kohen gonna see, he gonna say Taher, then it Har. And then you're gonna be purified. So we have to have that daily confession, daily conversation. The confession is not to chase after yourself and to blame yourself and to break yourself on your avonot. You need to know, also the avonot are not your fault. What can you do? What gonna do the young kid that he will not gonna sin? If you took him and put him on the entrance of a, how you say that? Bet Zonot.
Prostitute.
It's a Gemara Kedosha. Prostitute.
Public health.
How are you gonna do it not to sin? He's a young kid, he's a young boy. And you put him there. You put him in the streets, you put him in clubs, in discotheques, let him hear music, let him watch television, YouTube, I don't know, all of the imaginations. What do you want him to do? That we're not going to have Pgama Brit? How he will not going to have Pgama Brit? How? How in the world he will not going to have Pgama Brit? How? Why? So you think that Hashem Yitbarach is angry on his Pgama Brit? Hashem is crying for him that he's going to have faith to go out from those places. And all of those places are just playing in the hands of the Yetzer Hara, that the person is going to fall to believe that he's bad, that he's evil, that he's a sinner. And it's all wrong. I wasn't doing nothing. I'm innocent. And I have to hold that until the end, that I know that I'm good, that I'm a neshama. And if I will not going to know that, I'm going to fall to all of those lies that I done and I made. Who am I to do? Ata ribon al kol ha'masim. You're the master on all of the actions. I'm not doing nothing in this world. I'm not existing on milvado. There is nothing except of Hashem. So who am I? I'm the neshama. I'm a pure soul that came to this world and trying to hold on. Wants to learn Torah. Wants to get closer to the tzaddikim, to the real righteous people. How hard it is to get closer to the righteous people. You're trying to talk to them, they're not available, you cannot meet them. You're trying, you're talking to them, you don't understand what they said, what they answered to you. You're asking yourself so many questions, why I asked this, why I didn't ask that. And you're all confused. And you don't know, he's listening to me, he's not listening to me, he's with me, he doesn't with me, he believes in me, he doesn't believe in me. All of those bad thoughts, it's Yetzer Hara. We need to have faith that Hashem is good and truth, and the Torah is good and truth, and Moshe Rabbeinu is good and truth. And the followers, the real students of Moshe Rabbeinu, through all of the generations, are all pure and all good. And to have bad thoughts on a Rav, it's Lashon Hara. It's Lashon Hara. So if you have those doubts on the Rav, it's Lashon Hara. You need to erase it. You need to convince yourself. Rav is with me. Rav loves me. Rav is praying on me. For sure, I cannot see that, but I don't care. I also cannot see Hashem, but I believe in Hashem. I can see a lot of mistakes in my life. I can see a lot of things. But the eyes are lying to the person. And the ears are lying to the person. And all of the desires and lusts of this world are lying to the person. And the person has to be strong to fight against everything, always. To carve the straight path to Hashem. Straight way to Hashem Yitbarach. Just every day to say, to convince yourself, you don't need to convince Hashem. A person with confidence is not preying on himself at all. He's not praying on himself at all. He doesn't need nothing. He's got everything. He's just praising Hashem. You need to convince yourself that Hashem Yitbarach loves you. That Hashem Yitbarach is already there. That Hashem Yitbarach is with you. When it's day, when it's night, when you're alone, when you're in company, when you're with the rabbi, when you're with your wife, when you're with friends, when you're drunk, when you're eating, when you're drinking, wherever you are, always Hashem Yitbarach is with you. And Hashem Yitbarach never going to leave you. There is no merciful father that's going to drop his son, that's going to leave his son. Never. It's not exist. It's a lie. He doesn't love me. How can you say that, Lashon Hara? He's not listening to me. How can you say horrible thing like that? Hashem is with you always. You cannot recognize it. All right. You know that you defected your eyes. You know that you went through a lot in your life with your eyes. So your eyes cannot recognize Hashem. You cannot see that Hashem Yitbarach is with you. That we can understand. You cannot listen and to understand that it's Hashem Yitbarach that is talking to you. All right, that we can understand. But to say that He's not there, it's a lie. It's all wrong. Hashem is there, and Hashem was always there, and Hashem will always be there. And just we're praying and asking that it's going to be revealed to us that He was there for all of those years, for all of that horrible exile. Exile of faith. That we lost faith, that we lost confidence, that we lost love, that we were running and chasing after other things, and we dropped Hashem. Hashem never dropped us. When you're dropping Hashem, it looks to you like that Hashem dropped you. Because when a person is lying, like that Rashi is saying, a person is afraid from the sins that he's holding in his hand. If you're a thief and someone is talking to you about merchandise, immediately you're afraid that he's suspecting you in something. So, why are you asking? Immediately you're attacking. If you've done something wrong and your wife asking questions about it, something, where have you been? Immediately you know for sure she's suspecting me. No! And you're gonna give yourself in the hands of the ones that are chasing after you. How you say it? Last gear. Last gear at Atzmecha. You're gonna return yourself in. So it's the same. A person, he thinks that Hashem hates him. Why? Because you hate Hashem. You think that Hashem doesn't love you. Why? Because you don't love Hashem. First of all, we need to work ourselves on building the love to Hashem Yitbarach. Hashem, He loves you. And He always loved you. And He's going to love you forever. Just you need to work on your love to Hashem Yitbarach. And how you're going to do that? Also, love to Hashem Yitbarach is something that we can receive only from Hashem. So we need to ask it from Hashem Yitbarach. Please Hashem, let me love you. Please Hashem, let me remember you. Please Hashem, let me want you. Please Hashem Yitbarach. Let me be aware to you, to remember you, to talk to you, to count on you. Always in a positive way. There is that verse, Sur Merah Ve'Asetov. Stay away from all bad and do good. Rabbeinu said, I'm changing, switching the order of that verse. From now on we should say, Asetov, do good, and the bad gonna be removed by itself. This is our job. To do good, another good thing, another small good thing in your life. Today, do another good thing. I remember myself in the beginning of my tshuva that I maybe put tefillin few times, mamash, and not every day. And I was going to springs, to mikvaot once in a while, and I was learning a little bit of Torah once in a while. And I finished my duty in the army, and I said to myself, what am I going to do with my life? I asked, I didn't know what to do. A lot of options, and I didn't know, I didn't have no advice. I wanted to do tshuva, I wanted to drive motorcycles, bikes, I wanted to go to the sea, I wanted to go abroad, I wanted a lot of things, I wanted to be rich, I wanted to get married, I wanted a lot of things. I didn't know what to do. So I said to myself that I'm going to do something good every day. Every day, something good. Or that I'm going to put tefillin, or that I'm going to go to a mikveh, or that I'm going to learn a little bit of Torah. All the rest of the day, I'm going to enjoy life, I'm going to do whatever I want to. But every day, I'm going to do something good. And I was keeping it for a long time, Baruch Hashem. That good that I was doing every day was waking up the desire to do more good. You're going to the mikveh once, twice, you know that you're going to get there to the third time. You know that. Because you tasted it. Tamuru kitov Hashem. After you're tasting, you see that Hashem is good. Before that you tasted, you cannot taste. After doing one itbodedut, you're amazed. You're saying, wow, I have to do it again. And then you're coming again. After that, you get used to do itbodedut. You cannot have one day without itbodedut. You cannot live without it. You feel that you're getting crazy without talking to Hashem Yitbarach, without learning Torah Kedoshah. In the beginning, you learn once, you learn twice. All right, it's interesting. After third time, this is it. You're saying, look, it's a cure for me. It's amazing. It's beyond everything. I have to learn daily. On that book and in that book, and suddenly you have a schedule, you have seder, 10 books that you have to learn from them every day, and you don't know how to finish, you don't know how to cover all of the Torah that you desire to learn. Why? Because you tried. And we have to try that most important thing, to live with Hashem Yitbarach 24/7, every moment. It's not enough to remember Hashem. We're not allowed to forget Hashem. People are thinking to themselves that if they're going to believe in Hashem Yitbarach, one time a day they're going to think about Him, they're going to believe in Him, so this is it. He's already a believer. He's holding faith, he believes in Hashem Yitbarach. Yeah, he thought about Hashem Yitbarach once in the morning when he put his tefillin, hopefully. Us, we're not going on that path at all. Our job is not to forget Hashem Yitbarach for one moment in our lives. One moment! For a breath of a hair, for a shavrin shniya, a break of a second. We're not allowed to forget Hashem. We have to hold Hashem with all of our powers, in all of the situations, in the crazy up and downs that we have in our lives. Not to forget Him for a moment. To tell Him, please, Ribono Shalom, be with me. Even when I'm sick, even when I'm crazy, even when I'm all wrong, please, Ribono Shalom. You're the only one that revives me. You're the only one that gives me hope. You're the only one that can drag me out from those places that I don't really want to go out from those places. You're the only one that can save me from my own Yetzer Hara, that I've been attached to Him for so long. And that itbodedu, this is what the Rabbeinu is saying in the 12th Torah, in the second part of Likutei Moharan. Rabbeinu is saying over there, Ayeh Aseh Le'ola, that when the person is screaming to Hashem Yitbarach, Ayeh, Ayeh Mekom Kvodo La'aretzo, where are you, Hashem? In that place that you're just screaming, where are you, Hashem? Is it a sentence of faith to ask Hashem Yitbarach, where are you? It's not. What are you saying? Where are you, Hashem? It's a complaint. It's a problem. I cannot see you, Hashem. This is what you're saying. It's not that you're revealing your faith in the most honorable way. Hashem Melech, Hashem Allah, Hashem is the king, Hashem going to rule the world forever. It's not that. You're screaming, where are you, Hashem? In the middle of darkness. Ayeh Mekom Kvodo La'aretzo. Where is He to admire Him? Where is He? I cannot see Him. When you're doing that, and by that, you just shown one point of faith, that you have that place that you're asking, where is He? That you have that assumption that He exists somewhere. You cannot recognize Him. He's not there for you. But you're asking. You're complaining. You're asking, how can it be? For years I'm asking, for years I'm learning, for years I'm praying, I'm donating, I'm doing this and that. Where are you, Hashem? That question, when you're asking, where are you, Hashem? That ayeh, that question of where are you, becomes to be ayeh haseh le'ola. It's become to be the, how you say that? Deer, goat, sheep.
Where is that?
Ram. This one. The ram that you're sacrificing. That you're sacrificing instead of yourself. Instead of yourself. You're sacrificing that ram instead of yourself. Ayeh, haseh leolah. It's that ram to sacrifice. And in that place that you're asking Hashem, where are you? You're purifying everything. And you're cleaning everything. Like that the ram is creating forgiveness to all of the Avonot, and all of Am Yisrael are still today exist only because of Elo Shel Yitzchak, because of that ram of Yitzchak. Also like that, when you're asking, ah yeah, where is Hashem? That question is keeping the world alive, is cleaning everything and open everything. And like that Rav Shalom said that he accepted it from the place that he accepted it and wasn't revealing where from. That he said that when a person is saying to Hashem Yitbarach, Amen, Yehe, Shemeh Rabba, Amen, I wish that the name of Hashem Yitbarach is going to be revealed and going to be huge and people going to recognize Him and going to praise Him. When you're saying that, you're creating a path from you, from the place that you are in, straight to heaven. And in that path that you've been carved, that you opened by saying, Amen, Yehe, Shemeh Rabba, with all of your heart, with all of your intention, that really you're serving Hashem, that He wants Hashem to reveal in the world. By doing that, you're opening a path, that through that path, all of the prayers of Am Yisrael are climbing up to heaven, straight because of your Amen Yeshem Rabbah. You're saying Amen, and prayers of people that are praying and their prayers cannot rise, cannot go up, because they don't have faith. They're crying, and they're whining, and they're complaining. And they're angry at Hashem Yitbarach, and their prayers are very hard to fix, to deal with. They're not connected to the righteous people. They're contradicting the righteous people. They're cursing. They're talking Lashon Hara. They have horrible sins in their hands. So their prayers are stuck. You, with your Amen, Yesh, Shemer Abba, you're lifting all of those prayers and rising them. And Rav Shalom said a few times, think about that Amen, Yesh, Shemer Abba that you're saying, that by saying that, a son is saying that on his father, that his father, he was a sinner all of his life, and now he's stuck in hell. And now the son is saying, Amen Yehe Shemer Abba, and he's taking him out from hell to heaven with one sentence of Amen Yehe Shemer Abba. How can it be? What's the power of Amen Yehe Shemer Abba that is so powerful to take a person after 70 years of sinning from hell to heaven? What it contains, that Amen Yehe Shemer Abba? This is the will that you want. You're saying, Amen, I wish, I want that the name of Hashem Yitbarach gonna be famous, that everyone gonna believe in Hashem. That will, that people don't respect that will. That people think, what's the will? So I want it, but they haven't done that. And they're blaming themselves on the actions that they failed. They're blaming themselves on the actions because they cannot understand the greatness of the will. But the will is the only thing that you have in your hands. Only thing that you have in your hands is the will to want. This is the only thing that no one can touch that you have. You can want. You can want to be close to Hashem. To be close to Hashem Yitbarach, it depends on Hashem Yitbarach. Who can get closer to Hashem Yitbarach? Pen yarsu la'alot el Hashem. People are trying to climb on Mount Sinai. They're being burned. You see people sitting and learn Torah and they've been burned. From the Torah, by the Torah, by the Shulchan Aruch, by the Gemara, by the Zohar, by the Kabbalah, by the Hasidut, by Rabbi Nachman Mibreslev, by Likutei Moharan. People being burned by Likutei Moharan. They imagine to themselves that they are Hasidei Breslev, they know the Likutei Moharan by heart, and they're switching pages and Torot and explaining, and they're arrogant. They don't have no connection to the Creator, to the righteous man, to the Tzaddik. That he's humble like earth, that he knows that he's nothing. That he's humbleizing himself all of the time, humiliating himself all of the time, breaking himself, reminding himself, I'm nothing, I'm zero, I'm worthless. It's all kindness of Hashem Yitbarach. And you, with that Amen Yehe Shemer Abba, you reveal your will to praise Hashem, to love Hashem, to reveal the light to all of the nations, to all of the people, to all of the world, to all of Am Yisrael. That will is the only thing that matters. This is the only thing that counts. If you were in yeshiva and you didn't want it to be there, so the hours that you were spending in the yeshiva, you're going to be punished on those hours. Because you were dishonoring Hashem Yitbarach in those hours that you didn't want it to be in the yeshiva. But if you wanted to be in the yeshiva and you were outside, you're going to have a huge reward on that will. Even if you could not enter into the yeshiva. Because you want it. Because you want it. Because you want Hashem Yitbarach. That will, this is the only thing that we have in our hands. And what is it? Again and again and again. This is the light of your neshama. This is your neshama that glows. This is your neshama that wants Hashem Yitbarach and doesn't want nothing else except of Hashem. Doesn't want food, doesn't want money, doesn't want villa, doesn't want palaces, doesn't want wife and kids, doesn't want nothing. He doesn't even want the mitzvot. The mitzvot are tools to get closer to Hashem. If a person now wants to keep a certain mitzvah and he becomes to be crazy on that mitzvah, it's also craziness. He now wants the etrog, the best etrog of them all. That he wants to have it and he's going to spend so much money on that etrog. Or someone else on Kedushat Einayim. He's closing his eyes and he's not opening his eyes in the house. He's talking with his wife like that and with his daughters like that. Yes, my wife. Well, it's a lie. It's a lie. You went crazy because of your desires and lusts. And if you're going to check yourself, it's actually because that you're blaming yourself still until today that you were such a sinner. That now you want to fix yourself with your sick imagination, that you can fix yourself. The truth is that all of the mitzvot, it's advices, it's advice that Hashem is giving you how to get closer to Him. Through the etrog, you need a kosher etrog. Through shmirat ha'enayim, you need to watch yourself from seeing bad things. This is the path that we're looking for Hashem Yitbarach. Through the mitzvot, with the kind help of Hashem Yitbarach that gave us those mitzvot to help us, to support our lives, that we're going to have a certain order, a certain ladder that you can climb on it to find Hashem, to reach Hashem. People that are making business out of Limud HaTorah, don't bother me when I'm learning Torah, 18 hours a day, 20 hours a day, he's not going out from the Beit Midrash, and in the house, who's going to touch his stand there? Not allowed to use those books, he's writing on all of his books, don't use those books. Sick, you're crazy. You think that something belongs to you. You think that you're reality. Not allowed to use the stand there during the Seder. Are you sick in your mind? You think that your limud is more important than your friend's limud? I hope that you're going to use my standard. Take my standard. Enjoy. Now two people are learning in that standard. Not allowed to learn from that book. Why not allowed to learn from that? Is it your book? You wrote that book. Say thank you to Hashem Yitbarach that He lets you learn from that book. Thank you Hashem. Please help me to come here tomorrow. Who am I to come to the yeshiva? Who am I? People are going to smile to me in the yeshiva. People are going to hug me in the yeshiva. People are going to want to learn with me in the yeshiva. Who am I? And you're thanking and praising Hashem Yitbarach on the merit that you have to be part of the students of the yeshiva. Thank you Hashem Yitbarach for letting me enjoy, smell the yeshiva, touch the books, the holy books, to see it. You help me. This is humility. This is how you can buy the Torah. Without that point of view, you're never going to buy the Torah, even if you're going to remember and memorize all of the Torah by heart. You don't have the real Torah in your hands. It's not Torah Moshe. It's your Torah. Third testimony. It's all shtuyot. It's all imaginations. Nothing except of Him. And what is He? All good. And who am I? A soul. I'm a neshama. And I want to serve Him. I want to be here for Him. I want to do everything for Him. This is really who that I am. And I'm not chasing myself anymore on nothing that happens in my life. Can I make money? Can I make shalom bayit? Who am I? I'm shalom that I can bring shalom. Sim shalom. You're putting shalom. You're bringing shalom. You're bringing peace into the houses. So how am I going to make peace if it's your job? Think that you should switch with Hashem. He's Zanum Farnes Lakol. He's the one that brings Parnasa. You want to switch with Him. V'item ke'elokim, you want to be like God. This is the promise that the snake promised Adam v'Chava. V'item ke'elokim, you're going to be like God. You're going to be creators. It's a lie. It's a lie. A person is proud that himself, that he's wise, that he learned, because he thinks that he created himself. That he's strong, that he's handsome, that he's wise, because he thinks that he created his wisdom. That he created his face, his body, his shape, his talents. They're all from Hashem. You just need to thank him, to praise him, and to ask him from not to sin with those wonderful gifts that he gave you. Because you can spoil a lot easier than you can fix. To sin, you can do it in a minute. To fix, it's going to take years to fix. If you're going to attach yourself to the real righteous people that have the ability to fix you. Because you yourself, like Rabbeinu said, cannot fix even one sin that you sin. Don't have that ability. Are you Moshe Rabbeinu that is building the Mishkan? You know how to treat souls, how to fix souls. You don't have that ability. One time a Baal Shem Tov was praying Shmona Esre, and there was a person standing close to him, maybe it was a righteous man, a tzaddik, I don't remember the name, and he saw that he had a hair that was hanged on, I think, on his shrimal, on his talit, and he wanted to remove that hair. It was bothering him that the Baal Shem Tov, that he admired him, have that black hair on his talit. He wanted to remove that, but he was afraid. He wanted to reach his hand to the hair, and he was afraid, and he wasn't. After the Shmona Esre, Baal Shem Tov went to that person and told him, "You want to fix things in the world of Atzilut, in the highest world, with your hands?" The righteous man is Olam Atzilut. He's all spiritual. Person need to believe, and with that we're going to finish. Need to know, and to believe in that. That the righteous man, he's got that power of Beit HaMikdash, that is creating the forgiveness of all of the Avonot. And he gives you an advice that if you're going to keep that advice, it's going to erase all of your sins and all of your Avonot. And when you meet that righteous man, you need to feel and to know that it was like that you were in Beit HaMikdash. That all of your Avonot been erased. And that Hashem loves you. And that you have an open way to get closer to Hashem Yitbarach. You can get closer, like Beit HaMikdash Mamash. Rabbeinu said, "I achieved it, I received it from HaKadosh Baruch Hu, that everyone that just gonna remember me, gonna think about me, he becomes to be like a baby that just born to the world, with no sins, with no avonot." We have to hold that, and to walk with it, and to remind ourselves, first of all, that there is that Rebbe, and now, to remind ourselves that really, it's erasing all of our avonot. And after it, we need to remind ourselves with that we don't have avonot anymore. And to be happy. 1 hour a day, you're confessing and doing tshuva. 23 hours, you need to be happy. Happy with who that you really are. That you are a neshama tova, that you're a good soul. That you want Hashem Yitbarach. And that you're in exile. Everyone are in the exile. We cannot blame ourselves on the exile. Kadosh Baruch Hu, he himself is asking that we're going to bring a sacrifice of forgiveness to forgive him, so to speak, on the fact that he made that exile, made that oath to create, to break and to Beit HaMikdash, to burn Beit HaMikdash and to exile Am Yisrael. He is blaming himself. He is doing tshuva and confessing. So we're blaming ourselves. We need to believe in him, in everything that he's doing. You have your tshuva that you need to do 1 hour every day. And all of the rest of the day, just to clarify to yourself who you really are. I'm good. I'm a spiritual neshama that all good, that wants to do only good. Thank you very much. Chazak v'ruach.